Today's devotion is entitled, Mysteries Revealed, by Pastor Eric Goss, Cross, Yorkville. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3, 17 through 19. I love to solve a good mystery. From Sherlock Holmes to escape rooms, from Sudoku to magic tricks, if the goal is to solve the riddle, I'm in. Along the same vein, nothing will keep me up at night more than a mystery that I can't figure out. One missing piece in the puzzle, one word left in the crossword, the final episode to reveal all the twists and turns doesn't come out until next week? I guess I'm not getting much shut-eye until then. I don't think I'm alone in this character trait. I believe most of humanity prefers to solve the puzzle and find the solution. There is a sense of pride and accomplishment to say, I figured it out. We crave this completion to a fault. We will routinely refuse to ask for help and even decline help, saying, don't tell me, in order to achieve our accomplishment. It shouldn't surprise us, then, that the devil uses our humanity against us. Our desire to discover and solve mysteries creates a desire to explain and understand the things of God. God is greater than we experience in everyday life. The majesty and holiness of God draws our curiosity, and our instincts take over. This desire to grasp the fullness of God is not evil, but what is evil is that so many false teachers play off this desire and promise to reveal hidden mysteries. God doesn't hide from us, and He isn't a puzzle that needs to be solved. In the Old Testament, God was hidden, but now He is revealed in Christ Jesus. We want more. In Ephesians, Paul writes about the mysteries that are revealed. One of those great mysteries revealed in Christ is that the unbelievers, the Gentiles, are heirs with the believers, the Jews. This would have been a radical view that opened the kingdom to all who would believe, not just to those who were privileged through birthright. The mysteries of God that we like to solve usually entitle us to greater blessings. We often think that we can unlock God's favor and provision by achieving a certain level of obedience. The mystery is that God loves to bless us and does it even before we are obedient. God never withholds blessings. And yet, we still say, don't tell me, I want to figure it out myself. The real mystery is that God has revealed the mystery, and the full blessing of God is there for us in Christ Jesus and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Additional blessing only comes from God when we share His grace with others who currently do not have it. We get more when we give it away, and it never runs out. Selfishly, we would rather stockpile the blessings and unlock the secrets so that we can get access when we need them. It makes us feel good and accomplished. However, receiving the blessings of God and sharing them with unbelievers as we trust they will never run out, that is peaceful and powerful.